Hello, everybody. Brian here, quantlabs.net. March 15, 3:30 Eastern Standard Time. Wanted to go over another article. It's actually two articles in one. The first article is from, we'll go over this one first. Bitcoin miners brace for impact as difficulty reaches unprecedented levels, and Bitcoin overtakes gold in investor portfolio allocation from JP Morgan. So the first article is from newsbtc.com. Talks about mining difficulties skyrocketing to a record of 84 trillion hashes. And right now, I'm just going to leave it at the statistics and the more technical mumbo jumbo on the mining process. But overall, from my perspective, in the last round cycle, when they say Bitcoin mining becomes difficult or Bitcoining mining is difficult, Bitcoin drops in price. So that might counteract this argument or this article. It's no easy feat. They solve these different puzzles, and they want to ensure that the difficulty increases to ensure a steady block of production rate. So I think they've are at 19.5 million blocks of, or 19, no, sorry, 19 and a half million bitcoins mined. And there's about 21 trillion in total supply. So there's a lot of assumption that Bitcoin, the pricing may go up, but it could actually go sideways. We'll talk about that in a little bit in the other article. So the halving event coming up in April. It's every 4 years. And the miners' rewards when they successfully mine get cut in half. So the economic policy is a cornerstone of Bitcoin's design to control inflation and maintain scarcity over time. This is the assumption that there is still a demand for Bitcoin. If Bitcoin, the assumption there is no longer demand because it's, let's say, it's too volatile to hold. The overall performance is there, but you're going to have a heart attack, that you're afraid it's going to drop and lose everything with it. That doesn't make it a stable coin or asset to hold. And I wouldn't be surprised people may lose interest in that. And it's the new blood that comes in that invests in Bitcoin that keeps it rising, price rising. But, if you're looking for steady income or steady valuations in your Bitcoin, you may think that the value in Bitcoin will continue to move up, but who knows? Last time I remember when Bitcoin, the mining got difficult, it did go sideways. And then people lose interest. And then that could hurt. I'm not saying it will happen, but could a long term hurt the value of Bitcoin. Last halving in May 2020 witnessed a significant price increase in the following months, and many analysts believe the upcoming halving will follow suit. Okay, so the Bitcoins become halved, the existing ones become relatively more scarce, and potentially driving up due to increased demand. If you look at something like the Bolivar, Venezuelan Bolivar, I mean, it dropped because people lost confidence in it. If people lose confidence in holding it because they think it's, as I said, too volatile, who's to say that that same assumption will be long term and will eventually lose interest in Bitcoin because of it? Just saying. Despite the rising difficulty, potential Bitcoin price to appreciate after halving could incentivize miners to weather the storm. Economic incentive is bolstered by the recent spike in mining rewards, which really neared 79 million for an industry, that's pretty low, I would think. It suggests that increasing difficulty, miners are still reaping substantial profit due to high Bitcoin price. But if it becomes more difficult to mine, it may hurt the demand. But it may, now let me say this, because of the economy we're in, of call it challenges, whatever you want to call it, people not getting jobs or people getting laid off. There's not a lot of alternative assets out there people can pour money into to get a return. We know it's cold. that could be manipulated by the government by just outright banning it. And who's to say that Bitcoin might not be banned like they do in China? Hey, two paragraphs still. Narrative surrounding Bitcoin recent surge focuses on its price and the upcoming halving. However, there are crucial underlying factors to consider. This is the important part. The ever-increasing mining difficulty raises questions about the long-term viability of proof of work. Bitcoin current consensus mechanism. Alternative, more energy-efficient mechanisms are being explored, but their widespread adoption remains uncertain. I mean, that's the whole point of Ethereum. It had this the great flipping where Ethereum may become more valuable than Bitcoin because mining Ethereum is more energy efficient. What the doom of Ethereum is its gas fees. They just brought out a new update to reduce that. But I was just like on Reddit trying to figure out how do you reduce the gas fees on Ethereum. They say, oh, I got to do this, this, and this. Use this blockchain, Arbitrum. And I was just like, how do you tell that to a mainstream person? It's not that easy, even for me. Anyways, Bitcoin overtakes gold in investor portfolio allocation. Article, JP Morgan analyst, Cointelegraph.com is the source. Investor portfolios has reached 3.7 times that of gold when adjusted for volatility. I guess that's when they normalize it. So this managing director, JP Morgan, adjusting Bitcoin allocation investor is 3.7 times greater than gold. Significant inflow of $10 billion into spot Bitcoin ETF since their approval in January claimed the potential ETF market size could reach $62 billion using gold as a benchmark. Now remember, these are derivatives of ETF Bitcoin. So this is not the real thing, right? So this could easily drop. I mean, today, March 15th, there was a 9-10% drop in Bitcoin. And they're blaming it on potentially a hedge fund, I guess MicroStrategy, for some botch they put in. And it completely, I don't know if this is true or not, but completely dropped the value of Bitcoin based upon one trade. How is that possible if it's true? Another report from JPM Securities predicts the Spotcoin ETF could grow as large as $220 billion in the next 2 to 3 years. Coming back to that MicroStrategy, apparently they're highly leveraged up to make things happen, to buy their Bitcoin. So I don't know if that's something wise. I don't know. Largest daily inflow to spot Bitcoin ETF at over $1 billion in March 12th. Believe this number could rise further once outflows from the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust ETF stop. That outflow is because their fees are so excessively high compared to the current newer Bitcoin ETFs like on BlackRock, which are much, much lower. That's why that's happening. Bitcoin halving over a month away, supply of daily BTC would be cut in half, which could fuel the demand further and lead to supply crisis. Again, that's when you take an assumption that the demand is there. And people who are trying to trade are I don't know if they're profitable. You know, it's like one step forward, two steps back with the negative performance from day to day on top of the big moves in Bitcoin and the crypto space. After the prolonged crypto winter lasting 3 years, that's what I'm referring to when Bitcoin mining was difficult at that point. But it's only the spot Bitcoin ETFs became a catalyst for the mammoth price action that's pushed it past the last bull cycle all-time high above 69,000. I believe it went up to 74,000, opening the doors to institutional adoption by the world's biggest asset manager, BlackRock. We cannot also assume that BlackRock are honorable operators in the trading space. When you look at the ESG and whatnot, BlackRock could easily turn against Bitcoin at any day, any point. And they are getting to a point where they can manipulate the value and price of Bitcoin because they're so big. So that's always there as a risk. Just something to think about. Again, if you want to know more, go over to my Discord community. I'll give you the invite link there. On top of, get on my email list to get some free trading books. If you want to follow me, just follow along on my Substack as well. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.